It's another edition of the Agents of Inclusion podcast brought to you by Special Olympics and Odyssey. I'm JR from the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, and every Wednesday we drop a new episode highlighting how we can utilize sports to be more inclusive and bring us together. Make sure you subscribe so you're introduced to new athletes and stories when we drop them every week. For this episode, we're going to Northern Virginia to connect with someone who started off as an athlete and became an employee of Special Olympics in its communications and Unified Champion Schools program. His participation spans more than 25 years. He was even encouraged by late Special Olympics founder Eunice Kennedy Shriver to contribute as an artist as well. Let's check in with a man of many talents, Bobby Jones, on how he got started with Special Olympics, earned a job with them, and what else he does for fun. It's another edition of the Agents of Inclusion podcast, and for today's episode, we're going to Northern Virginia. We're going to check in with someone who's a Special Olympics athlete, started that way, and is also an employee for Special Olympics, working in its marketing and communications division. It's my main man, Bobby Jones. Bobby, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for taking the time to hop on. I guess the very first question is, how did you get started with Special Olympics? What was your introduction?
I got started actually in Massachusetts, and I originally went to a school called Riverview, which is a school for people with disabilities. And we were, so we were like literally just up the street from the compound. The way that I started is that they had a program where they were doing basketball. And so I joined their basketball team, and I did it for a while. And then I moved to the northern part of Virginia, where actually I am now. And I was able to get with Special Olympics Virginia, and I was able to get into volleyball. And I did volleyball for 6 years. So that kind of took me into doing other sports. But that's basically how I kind of began.
That's cool. So basketball, volleyball, what are some of the other sports you've competed in?
I did basketball, volleyball. I've done floor hockey. I've done skiing for quite a while, and bowling.
Wow. You keep them busy. And you haven't just participated in these sports. You've also had some success at them. What type of medals and hardware do you have stashed away, man?
I got a couple gold and a couple silver, you know. Not going to be too shy about that, but, you know, it's all good.
So what has the experience been like? Because not everybody participates in Special Olympics and walks away with medals. What has the overall experience as an athlete been for you? What has been the most rewarding part of it?
I think the most rewarding part was I did unified softball for quite a while. And we were actually able to go to the 99 World Summer Games in Raleigh, North Carolina. Now, this was the very first, we were the very first team to actually go to 99 World Summer Games. And so that was a great experience, just kind of being there and kind of, you know, being caught up in the middle of it and walking through the tunnel and kind of seeing everybody cheering for you. And, you know, usually you see that in sports teams. You usually don't see that too much with people with disabilities. But I kind of feel like, you know, for one night, it was definitely a transforming moment, because I kind of feel like sometimes there's things that lots of people that, you know, just like athletes, that they're not able to see that sort of thing. But to experience it like we did, and to kind of like just kind of walk through the tunnel and kind of march in with the athletes and have everything set up. I mean, it was just like kind of like a Super Bowl. Maybe that's kind of a loose term, but, you know, I mean, it was kind of a, it kind of felt like that, because, you know, it's like one night where people with disabilities can come together and they can interact with each other. And also, you know, just kind of learn from experience and that sort of thing. So
I don't think it's out of the realm of saying it's like a Super Bowl, because it's an experience that anybody, well, first of all, anybody should be able to just be able to go out and play sports. and to have announcers and pomp and circumstance, man, I think that should be more normal than it already is. And so with all of the sports that you've played, and you talked about that experience out in Raleigh, where are some of the other places participating in Special Olympics has taken you? Any other parts of the country or the world?
You mean just like working for Special Olympics or just doing sports?
It could be working, it could be sports, anything.
I've been to New Mexico, been to Europe twice, California a couple times, New Jersey. So I've been kind of all over pretty much.
And you talk about the work that you've done for Special Olympics. I mentioned earlier on working in with the marketing and communications team. My understanding is you've been a part of the organization in that capacity since 1997. How did you transition from just playing in Special Olympics as an athlete to being an employee? How did that work out?
It was interesting because it kind of showed a different side of Special Olympics to me, in a way of me being an athlete, but also kind of learning, being on the field and doing sports, but then also being behind the scenes and kind of see the work that it takes in order to, just kind of get an idea of what other people do in order to, you know, like a World Games or a USA Games. Everything that's done behind the scenes, lots of people don't see. And so it's kind of an opening experience for sure.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talk about how important it is just for anyone to have the opportunity. So it's one thing for Special Olympics to give people the ability to and the capacity to play sports. It's another thing to help open up a window for people to work, whether they work at Special Olympics like you, or they're at a grocery store, or they're at a mall. How important is it for anyone with on any level of ability just to be able to work and make a living?
It's very important. I feel that, you know, with Special Olympics, they are very understanding about certain things. To like, if you're in a different type of job, or, you know, like a regular type of job, they might not understand people with disabilities, to where Special Olympics, they understand that. So, you know, if something happens or you're late or something like that, you kind of don't get really fined for it. But, you know, they know that they take that into consideration, because have an understanding of what people with disabilities have. And sometimes, you know, depending on where they're coming from and stuff like that, it takes a while to get there. Like for me, when I go into work, it takes me an hour and a half. So, you know, I mean, and they're understanding about that. So if I'm not there exactly at 8 o'clock, they're not going to freak out and say, well, why isn't he here to, you know, to do this? And it's what also was like that during a pandemic too, for 2 years. So, you know, it's just one of those things where I think that it's very important for the most part.
There's an understanding there. I think that's what anybody would want. Tell us a little bit more about your role specifically. What do you do for your job in the marketing and communications department?
Well, actually, I'm working in the Unified Champion Schools.
Okay.
And so we work with the schools and we teach them about unified sports, but we also teach them and educators about people with disabilities and the students that don't have disabilities. We try to teach them people with disabilities so that they have a better understanding. And so I'm a coordinator for Unified Champion Schools. And so I work with the communications team and I work with a whole bunch of really great coworkers that I work with. But I also have a newsletter that we put out. I'm doing interviews with all of our staff. And so that actually goes into the newsletter just to kind of teach. We work with the public of education. And so the newsletter is just to kind of inform people about like who we are and what we do. And the interviews that I'm doing are to teach the people that get the newsletter, you know, just like who we are, like if they email us, just so they have a name with a face, basically.
I understand that, man. Well, that sounds like they got you busy at Special Olympics, man. There's always something to do, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been there a long time, so...
And I also understand for all of the work and things that you've done, you are heavily invested into arts. You have helped develop some logos and specs. How did you get involved in that, man? You sit down and you start sketching out. What drove you to the arts?
Actually, I went to the Art Institute of Pittsburgh. I took a course out there and so I actually how this all kind of started is back in 1997, I got a request from Mrs. Shriver, and she told me that she wanted something, a design for her camp that she has. And she didn't exactly say what it was. And so I was able to make a Camp Shriver logo. And so I was able to make it just like really, it's real basic. It has like the different sports across, it has the squares. And it says Camp Shriver around it. It's like a real nice logo. And so since then, I've been doing stuff. I've been doing stuff for celebrities. I did stuff for a couple of WWE superstars. I've done stuff for Maureen McCormick, aka Marsha Brady. And so people like them. I did actually pins. I've done coloring books for the 50th anniversary of Special Olympics. So, I mean, I've done lots and lots of different things. And I kind of feel like if I'm thinking that's going to probably be my legacy if I ever, you know, if it comes to a point where I can't be around anymore. But I think hopefully that'll definitely hold some bear.
Well, what has art done for you? I haven't sat down and colored in a long time, but when I used to, it's pretty relaxing. So how is art a form of expression or relaxation for you? What does it do for you?
When I do art, it kind of makes me feel like I'm just not thinking about anything. You know, I mean, it's kind of like I just start drawing and I don't have anything in mind. There's nothing to really kind of follow. There's no pattern or anything like that. I kind of feel like I just start drawing and just kind of throw out ideas. And, you know, I get all these different things that turn out really good and lots of people like them and they've been used for different different situations and different events and all that. And yeah, so it's, but it's, I think it's, like I said, I think it's something that I'll always kind of be remembered for. But at the same time, I like it because I've done stuff for the Super Bowl. I've done like so many different things. I've been doing it for 24 years with Special Olympics. So for the office, I also do the holiday cards. So I do holiday cards as well. So yeah, I'm all into art.
That's cool, man. So when you're not participating or helping as an athlete, when you're not working in the office with the communications, the newsletter, Unified Champion School, when you're not drawing and sketching and etching, what are some of your other hobbies, man? What keeps you busy?
I have done some, not, you know, outside of Special Olympics. I've done martial arts for about 6 years. I made it up to a red belt, so that's an accomplishment in itself. So, but I just like to kind of relax and just kind of take it easy and, you know, just kind of, because I kind of feel like, you know, after a hard day at work, I just kind of feel like sitting on the couch and just take it easy. But I like just kind of, you know, seeing nature, kind of walking out and just kind of you know, being out in the sun and just kind of relaxing and that sort of thing.
You're a man of many talents. We got to go back to the martial arts, man. On one hand, you said, and I watch martial arts. I haven't competed, but you say you relax and you chill, but then you got a red belt. So what drew you towards martial arts, man? That's some dedication. What was the attraction there?
Yeah, I mean, I did it a little bit through high school, and I just kind of liked it because I kind of felt like I was able to, you know, kind of meet other people and kind of just get a lot of exercise and stuff like that. And I have to say, I think it kind of like, I want to say like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, just because they're like into martial arts and stuff, but I don't know. I just kind of always was interested in that side. Of course, Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan, you know, all those famous martial arts type of people. But yeah, I mean, I always liked doing it. I did pretty well with it. I really enjoyed it. And also with Special Olympics, they also have judo. I never tried judo, but I always kind of wanted to, but I just didn't want to get hurt.
I hear that, man. Well, what? Listen, there's a reason why I haven't participated in martial arts. A, I think I'm a little too lazy, and I don't know if I want to take some of the falls every now and then. I think I'm going to stand upright.
Well, the guy our instructor that we had, he was a Green Beret in the Korean Army. So, I mean, he was teaching us literally authentic type of martial arts, just not like, you know, you kind of go to a class and there's like an American guy there. I mean, this guy was like a Green Beret. He was in the Korean Army and he did all this stuff. So, I mean, he was like a real type of.
No, he was no joke. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. And he worked us hard too. I mean, he's just like, he does have us do like push-ups with our knuckles instead of just like with our hands. So, I mean, it was not an easy thing.
Oh, I'm too lazy for all of that, Bobby. Well, it seems like you're a man of expression, whether it's through martial arts or whether you're drawing. And you talked about how this has helped you kind of meet folks and be more outgoing, et cetera. What advice would you give to anyone who feels just shy? What advice would you give to them about opening up?
I would say just find a passion that you like. And if you're able to have, you know, to get other people involved, I think that you can meet people that way. But I also think that you know, kind of work with your passion and whatever it is you're doing, like if whether it's drawing or anything, you can, you know, maybe kind of like use Facebook or something in order to kind of put it out there just so people can kind of see it and comment on it. But I don't know. That's just my outlook on it.
It sounds like a good outlook to me. I mean, the first step of not being shy, you said it. You got to find your passion. You got to find something that you enjoy. And then you got to find similar people who enjoy that same thing. And so I think that's great advice. What I also think is pretty cool is your work with Unified Champion Schools, because I've had a chance to go all over the country and connect with colleges, universities, high schools about the benefit of allowing everybody just to go out and play sports, people with and without disabilities, of all abilities. What do you tell schools, or what would you tell anyone about the benefits of the Unified Champion Schools program? What would you share about it? What makes it so great?
I think what makes it so great is that they're trying to change the way that people that don't have disabilities look at people that do have disabilities. For instance, like when I was going to school, they didn't have anything in place. I mean, it was just kind of like, at that time, there was nobody learning about people with disabilities. Now it's kind of changed. But when I was going to school, I mean, I was never really kind of treated that well. School is not all that kind to me. So I kind of feel like if I'm able to kind of help people change their mind in a way of the way that students look at people with disabilities, and lots of students now, they kind of realize that people with disabilities are just like everybody else. They just, you know, they shouldn't be judged just because they might look different or act different or something. But, you know, we still can do whatever everybody else can do. It might just take us a little bit longer, or might have to figure out another way around it. But I mean, we still get stuff done.
Very well said. We still get stuff done. You're going to have to put that on a T-shirt and a button and sell that. We still get stuff done. You gotta mock that up, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I come up with all kinds of different things, and I've been really good with stuff like that. So
we get stuff done. I like that. I'd walk around with that T-shirt every day, all day. Man, you've accomplished so much. You help out so many people with the messaging. You do so much for yourself as well. What's next? What's something that you haven't done that you want to kind of maybe dip your toe into? What's another goal that you want to accomplish, or something you want to try?
Well, I was going to say before, I am going to answer that, but before that, I was going to say also on the non-sports side is that I've also been involved with the Athlete Congress, the Global Messenger, and also Athlete Input Council. And so these are different programs that they have in place with Special Olympics, where like the Athlete Congress, it's just like a regular Congress. I mean, athletes literally vote on different things that they want for their state. And so they come up with like different items, and then they talk about it, and then they vote, and all that stuff. So, I mean, it, you know, there is also kind of like a non-sports side that I think is just as powerful, especially like when, I don't know if you ever heard an athlete, you know, do public speaking, but.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Plenty of I've sat right next to athletes at public forums and speaking, and it's powerful, man. I always appreciate the fact that people I love for anybody to get an opportunity and a chance. It doesn't matter who you are and where you come from. And it's powerful, man. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. I think that, you know, if I feel like if you get to the point where, not that you don't want to do sports, but you kind of aren't able to do sports anymore, kind of like transitioning to like a non type of sports, that's always a good thing, because I kind of feel like, you know, because we people with disabilities, they talk to like different companies and they talk to different schools. And I kind of, and you know, when people are talking, it's a very powerful thing, because they're talking about their experiences within Special Olympics. So it's not just like, hey, you know, my name is so-and-so. You know, they kind of like literally lay into what their experiences with Special Olympics is and stuff like that. And to answer your question, actually, I guess the next thing that I'm trying to do right now is to be a Sergeant Shriver International Global Messenger, possibly. So I've been working towards that. That would be a good goal for me.
I'm trying to add, just make some common sense here. That would take the work that you've already done as an ambassador, et cetera, to a global stage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good deal. I can make a few things make sense. I appreciate that. And so ideally, if you were to have that role, where would you want to visit? Where would you want to speak? Where would you want to talk and help inspire people? We got a big old planet. Where would you want to go?
Well, I think what I would want to do is, depending on, I mean, I would like to speak at a World Games, you know, kind of like what Mrs. Shriver did, you know, in that type of sense. It could be overwhelming just because it would be like a first time, but I kind of feel like you have to have a first time in order to get through it, right? So you got to start somewhere. So I figure, you know, that might be a good spot possibly to start, but maybe like going to maybe different chapters like around the U.S. and just kind of do talks and just, you know, kind of talk to, you know, maybe like Special Olympics Georgia or something, just to kind of talk about my experiences with Special Olympics, how long I've been there, just kind of like I'm doing now, basically.
Well, listen, man, Bobby, let's wrap it up for everybody who's listening right now. You have so many experiences as an athlete, as an employee, as an ambassador, just as a human being. What would you say the ultimate benefit is of Special Olympics? Why is Special Olympics great for society?
Special Olympics is great because everybody has something in common, no matter where they are. Disability might be a little bit different, but I kind of feel like with athletes, there's an understanding, you know, whether you're in the US or you're in Africa or anything, I kind of feel like there's always a connection between athletes, because they always understand each other, you know, and acceptance to where, I don't think like other organizations are like that. And I kind of feel like, you know, like if I went to say, London, you know, I think I would be able to fit in, because I mean, if I work with other people from London that have disabilities, I think it would be like a connection, because you automatically have the same thing, but, you know, there's always something there. Even if the disability is different, you still have like some type of connection to where it's like, oh, okay, I understand why you're kind of doing it this way instead of this way. I don't know if that makes sense, but
it's all about community, man. It's all about community. Yeah. And I think it's so cool that that's something that you've been able to foster as you participate in Special Olympics, and as you're an advocate and a messenger and so many great things. Bobby, I appreciate you taking the time and sharing your story, man. I gotta check out more of your art, man. I've seen a few pieces. I gotta check it out extensively.
Yeah, you have to check them out. I got a whole bunch of stuff laying around. I've done lots of different things. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. When I get up to DC, man, I'm gonna have to check out the office. We've been having a conversation here with my main man, Bobby Jones, athlete and employee and just overall good dude and artist from Special Olympics. A big shout out and thank you to Bobby for sharing your story. It's amazing how you can take your passion and turn it into something like a career. I need to talk to Bobby separately for some art tips. If you'd like to support anyone trying to turn their passion into their purpose, go to SpecialOlympics.org to see how you can get involved, playing, volunteering, coaching, and more. There are events all year round, all over the world. Go to SpecialOlympics.org to find out more. I'm JR from CBS Sports Radio, and this is the Agents of Inclusion podcast brought to you by Special Olympics and Odyssey. New episodes drop every Wednesday, but don't just follow and subscribe. Embrace others, help folks out, and be inclusive.